This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Witness testimony resumes this morning in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York.
Virtually every day in his hush money criminal trial, Donald Trump talks about how he can't talk about it.
Because of an unconstitutional gag order.
The order bars him from making out-of-court public comments on witnesses, jurors, and some others. The judge found that the former president, who is the Republican frontrunner for the office again, repeatedly violated the order, and he fined Trump $9,000. The judge also warned that jail could follow if he keeps it up. The order does not stop Trump from talking about the allegations against him or commenting on the judge or the elected top prosecutor in this case, and it doesn't stop him from testifying in court if he chooses. Julie Walker, New York.
Forecasters expect those brutal storms to begin tapering off in southeastern Texas today, but the Houston area got slammed. Heavy rains, floods. James Hill says there was 3 feet of water in his home.
It's a lot to take in. What we're doing right now is trying to see what we can salvage.
He talked to KTRK-TV in Houston. Israel is telling the U.S. it has no choice. It has to go into Rafah, the city in Gaza, to get Hamas. It's ordering thousands of Palestinians out of the city. The message? A ground invasion there could be imminent. U.S. officials say there's been an alarming rise in cases of foreign countries like China harassing political opponents and activists who live here in the U.S. China denies doing this. Russia's apparently warning Ukraine's allies. Moscow says it plans to hold drills simulating the use of tactical nuclear weapons. This just hours after the Kremlin reacted angrily to comments by Western officials about the war in Ukraine. This is AP News. Did you go to the movies over the weekend? The AP's Margie Zarletta with the winners.
The Fall Guy had a lackluster debut at the box office, but it was enough to make it the top movie this week.
That's me, Colt Sievers, and this is my hero's journey.
The Fall Guy, based on the 1980s TV series, earned $28.5 million domestically, according to studio estimates. That was less than expected, but the film may benefit long-term from strong reviews and audience scores. The number two movie, no kidding, is Star Wars The Phantom Menace. It was re-released for its 25th anniversary. Challengers drops to third place. The supernatural horror movie Taro debuts in fourth. Godzilla Kong, The New Empire is fifth. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Kim Godwin is out after three tumultuous years as ABC News president. Godwin is the first black woman to lead a network news division. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.